We are learning Masechtas Nidadav Chav Zayin today, and we're starting from Chav Vav on the Beis. We will start again from Boyi Minei, which is around 8 lines from the bottom. Boyi Minei Rav Yosi ben Shaul Merevi. Hamapelos Dumus Oirev. A Yisho miscarries something that looks like a raven, like a bird, Vishulya, and a Shulya. So the question is the Shulya a separate Vlad? Mahu. Or the Shulya comes together with the Oirev, so we don't assume it's a separate Vlad, it's go together with the Oirev. And the obvious Nafkin Rabbi is, according to the Rabban, the whole that Oirev, a bird, does not make Tumas Leida, so the question is there Tumas Leida or not? On Malay in Taila, Nabadavash Yesha, Mina Shulya. You only Taila in something that has a Shulya. And birds don't have a Shulya. Only a Behema and Chaya have a Shulya. A bird is eggs. So therefore, there's no shulya. Oh, you only toil in that. So here, as this is a bird, so you're not toil shulya in that. So I just want to speak out that yesterday we learned, right before this, that Rav said they only toil in a shulya with davar shel kayama. So he said if a behema chaya is born, you're not toil shulya in that because that's not davar shel kayama. So here you don't have to come onto a bird, even behema chaya. Why dafka bird? So the Rishash speaks out that this is arguing. This man yama is arguing our Rav before. The next question they asked him was, Kshura Baya, what's the halacha if the shulya is attached to the oirev, to the baby that looks like an oirev? What's the halacha then? Are you toiled the shulya in the oirev or not? On Malay, Dova Sha'ina Shal, they ask something that's impossible. Dr. Mara Esvei, I'll ask you a kasha. You said it's not possible. I'm going to ask you a kasha and show you it is possible for shulya to be attached to oirev. Esvei, Hamapeles, Min Behem Vachai Va'oif, Vashulya Mohem, Aisha, who's mapil a behema chayiv oif v'shulya imahim, and together with a shulya, you know, she miscarries either behema or chayiv oif, and together with it is a shulya. Bezman shulya kshuri imahim, if the shulya, if the sack is attached to this baby, ain choishul va'achir, not choishul different vlad, ain shulya kshuri imahim. If there is no shulya attached to it, choishul va'achir, you are choishul va'vlad with different vlad. And Hareini Matal Aleim Choymer Shnei Vladas. You put on him the Choymer of both Vladas, which means that L'chumra, you assume that the Shulya is not a Vlad, so you won't get Yimei Tayar at all. If the first baby is a Zachar, according to Rameyah, holds that Behemoths have Tumas Leida, so the first one's a Zachar, you won't give it any Yimei Tayar of Nekeva. And if you hold like the Rabbanon, that behemoths bechlal are not a leida, so then you won't have yimei tayar at all, and you'll just be tamei 2 weeks. You have the chumra of both. It just says chumra shtei vladas, a chumra of the behemoth chayav oif, and a chumra of the shulya, because we're not sure if the shulya is a vlad or not. You don't get the coolness of it. Why? Because it's not attached. You say like this: shani oimer shemani muach shvir shel shulya. Maybe the shulya has no vlad because the vlad melted. And the shilya of the first miscarriage, you know, the first thing that she gave birth to, behema chayav oif, its sack also disappeared. So that's what the Braisa says. And therefore, v'chaymer, two chumras, maybe it's two different births. Akaponim, what do you see from this Braisa? That it's possible to have a sack that's kshura, that's tied to behema chayav oif, even to oif. Even to a baby looks like a oif. So here, Rebbe said it's the shayla is not possible. We asked the kasha from a brayse that it is possible. Tiyufta. The Gemara ends off, it's taka, a tiyufta, and it's taka possible to have such a thing. So the Gemara writes, Amar Rav Bar Shila, Amar Rav Masa, Amar Shmuel. Maisa v'toluas ha-shulya b'vlad adasar yamim. There was a story that Isha had a baby, and 10 days later, the shulya came out, and we were told, we didn't say it's not a vlad. We were told that shulya in the first vlad. And you have to speak out that we're talking about a ben kayama, like the Gemara said before, that the only time a shulya will come out and 10 days later and won't be a vlad is only if it's a vlad shel kayama. But vlad shel kayama, so then, even 10 days later, you could title the shulya in the vlad. Why? Because if it would be a baby in the shulya, it would have came out right away. So here, even 10 days later, you could tell the shilya in the bladder, and you count all the meitumah, you may tire from when the bladder was born. The shilya is not milo or meirid. The only time we say a shilya is the title of a shilya in the vlad if the vlad was born first, the baby was born first, and then the sac came out. But let's say the sac came out first, and afterwards the vlad was born, you assume that the shilya had a different vlad. Because there's no such thing as a shilya coming out before the vlad. So it must be there was a different vlad in the shilya. So the only time you title the shilya in the vlad if it comes out afterwards. The story that even Tayla the Shilya and the Vlad took 23 days later. You weren't told us it was 24 days. So either it's Machlaikis or 24 days is the same Mandiyam as 23 days, Shalat, if you count the day of the birth. But either way, he's saying that it's even possible for the Shilya to come out after the baby 23 days. A different story. Here, the twins were born, both healthy babies, and the babies were born 33 days apart. That was the story. So Rav Yosef has a problem with this. The Gemara has a problem with this. Rav Yosef said the story was 34 days. Either 33 days or 34 days. Again, you can say it's not a machlekes. The question is the counting of the day of the birth. But like upon him, you see, it's possible to have twins 33 or 34 days apart. So what that means is like this. According in the Gemara's days, there was such a thing, a baby was never born in the eighth month. If it was born in the eighth month, it died. There was either a full-term baby, which is 9 months, or a 7 month baby. A baby that comes after 7 months of pregnancy, Lekuli Alma, doesn't have to be a full 7 months. It could be 6 months and 1 day, 6 months and 10 days. Those are the full 7 months. A 9 months full-term baby, there is a man the Amar holds, it can't be Mekutam. It has to be a full 9 months. But there is a man the Amar holds that 9 months also could be not a full 9 months. So Gemara says, if we hold that Shayach to have a full-term baby, L'Mekutam, which means not a full 9 months, it's a full-term baby, but it's not a full 9 months, then it's possible to have two babies 33 days apart. One baby was born at the end of the 7th month, which means like 6 months and 28 days. And the next baby was born 8 months, full 8 months plus 2 days. So it's into ninth month. So it's 33 days apart. But if you hold it's not Shayach Mekutam, so then it's not possible for the baby to be born, it needs at least 2 months in between them.
Shayach Mekutam, you can have even 40.
Right, 100%. But here it's in a case, a story of 33 and 34 days. So it's possible. One was Nigmat Rosh at the end of a 7th, which means 6 months and 28 days. By the beginning of the 9th month, because that's 33 days between. It's not possible for a full-term baby to be less than 9 full months. If it's 9 full months, so then it's always going to be 2 months apart. So how can it be 33 days? So the Gemara, if you have Mandi Yama, you have to turn around the Shmaitza, Ipech Shmaitza, Lamed Gimel Shulya. The story that the Shulya came out late was 33 days. That Shulya come out, how many days you want. You had a good Vlad, and 33 days the Shulya came out. That was the story with Tayel the Shulya and the Vlad. And the story of the Vlad, the twins being born, was Chav Gimel of Vlad, was 23 days, for the twins. How's that possible? It's possible they both were 7 month babies. And 7 months could be born like a tom. So one baby was born for 6 months and 2 days, the other one was 6 months and 25 days. So it's very possible 23 days in between. Because Yeledes L'Shiva is Yeledes L'Chatzom. Yeledes L'Chatzom. Good? L'Makatom is the right word. So tomorrow night, Omar of Oven Barav Ada, Omar of Nachman, Ishkar Sha'orim, Amr Labet Sha'orim. So he says a story like this. Maisim Eshtav, Larach, Ach, Echod, Ach, Chaveiroi. There were all the twins who were born, and one Vlad came after its twin, Gimbal Chadoshim, 3 months later. Vahareyim Yerishim with Fenin Vesmerish. And they're right here in the Vesmerish, that set of twins. Omani, who is that? Yehuda Vechiskiya Bnei Ravchia, Ravchia. Ravchia's twin sons, Yehuda and Chiskiya, were born 3 months apart. So the Gemara now doesn't understand. How's it possible 3 months apart? But Omar Ratmar, Ain isha misaberes v'chazeres misaberes. It's not possible for a pregnant isha to get pregnant again. So how did she have two babies 3 months apart? On my baya, no, tipa achas hoiso. It was one tipo, and it was one set of, you know, twins that happened at the same time. When it's chalkaloshtayim, it turned to two. Echa nigavitz rosoi v'tchilazayim. One got completed beginning of the 7th month, which means 6 months and one day. V'echa b'soyv tes, the other one end of 9 months, which is 3 months apart. That's how it happened that they had twins 3 months apart. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Shulya Mabayas Abayas Tom. It said in our Mishnah that if there's Shulya in the house, since Ain Shulya Bloy Vlad, obviously when the Mishnah says a Shulya, we'll talk about a case where there's no Vlad born first. Like we said here, if Vlad's born first, then Shulya comes out even 10 days later, you can tell it in the Vlad. Our Mishnah told me that the only thing that came out of Isha was a Shulya. That's it. So the Chazaka is Ain Shulya Bloy Vlad. Zok the Tanakama, the whole house is Tommy Mace. Rab Shimon says, it's not Tommy Mace. Shimon says, it's Nimoy Kavlad Shalyetze, it's Tahar. That's what Shimon holds. The only members of the Machlokes is Shimon and Tanakama, right? Tanakama holds the bias is Tommy, Shimon holds is Tahar. Tonar Abonim, Shulya Babayas, Habayas Tommy. If you have a Shulya in the house, the whole house is Tommy Mace. Loisha Shulya Vlad, not that a Shulya itself is a Vlad. Elish Ain Shulya Bloy Vlad Ima. No such thing as a Shulya without a Vlad with it. And since you don't see any other Vlad, you assume the Vlad is in the Shulya, and therefore makes the house Tamei. Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Metaharim. These three, Tanoim, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, all hold, it's Tahar. Why? Like we saw in the Mishnah, the reason is because we say that the baby dissolved in the sack before it came out into the house. Amr Loyler Rameyah, so these Tanoim asked Rameyah, Yata Moide, don't you agree? If you took this shulya in a bucket and you brought it to a second house, shu'tar, you mask that it's tar, right? Amalan aval, yeah, it's tar. Velama, why? Because you agree that the baby in the shulya already got dissolved. Amulai, kishem she'enoi bebeis achitzoin, kach enoi bebeis apnimi. So the three Tanoim said, just like in the Beis HaChitzon, you agree it was dissolved. So in the Beis HaPnimi, the first house also was dissolved. So not going to be Tumei Meis. So I may answer back, no. There's a difference between getting shooken up one time or two times. When it gives birth, it's still a little bit kayam, the Vlad. So it makes the house Tumei. Once I bring it to the next house that I really shook up the Shulya, then everyone agrees, by that time, it's already Nimoik, and it's already not anymore Tommy Mays. So that's the machlokes from Meir and Rav Shimon. If it makes Tommy Mays or not. Yosef Rav Papa Acharei Rav Bibi Kamei Rav Nuno. Rav Papa was sitting behind Rav Bibi from Rav Nuno. Yosef Ka'amri. My time with Rav Shimon. What is the reason for Rav Shimon that it's Taka Tahar? And what's the question? The question is, even if you say that Nimoy Kavlad, but still, the halacha is Mole Tarvad Rekev, you have a spoonful of liquid from a mace, it's also Matame. So here, I don't care if it melted, it still should be Matame. So what's Pshat and Rav Shimon? My time with Rav Shimon. Kosovar, called Tumo Shunas Araba Min Achar Batla. Rav Shimon holds that any time you have something else mixed here, it's a Vatal the mace. And here you have like dam leda mixed up into the shulya, and that goes ahead and it's mevatel the other dam. We'll see exactly why over the next amud. Amlu Rapapa, Rapapa said, Hainu nami tavaru Rav Yehuda Rav Yosi. That's also the reason of Yehuda Rav Yosi, because they say the same thing as Rav Shimon, right? Rav Shimon, Yehuda Rav Yosi, all matarin. So he said, what's Pshat Rav Shimon? Pshat Rav Shimon is because there's other dam here and that's mevatel the mace. So Zohar Papa says, it's also Rehuda Yaisi's reason. So Achichulah, Ma'ishna Pshita. They went there like, duh. Obviously, if Rav Shimon holds like that, that's Pshat Rehuda Rav Shimon also. Well, that's Pshat Rav Yehuda and Rav Yaisi also. So what exactly is a Chiddush? I'm Rav Papa. I don't feel bad I said that, Rav Papa says. I feel like Yehom Mil Salim Inish. When someone wants to speak something out in front of his Rebbe, he just speak this out and even look stupid doing that. Why? Because if he brings in some discussion, the Rebbe might tell him something more, another insight. So a filikai milsa lema in is the first one should say it. V'loy nishta kamei rabbi. Don't be quiet in front of your rabbi. Mishum shenemar. It says in a pasuk in Mishlei im nevalta b'isnasa. If someone acts silly in front of his rabbi, he's going to get picked up b'isnasa. V'mzomus. But if he's quiet, yad lepeh. The end of the day will be is that someone's going to ask him a question. He's not going to know. The more he talks, the more he learns. The more he talks, the more he learns. He said he would do it again. He wanted to speak this out. Al kaponim, what's pshat and Rav Shimon? We say it's batal b'roiv. Now, it's another one to say that what's pshat is batal b'roiv. It's not roiv. It's only a little bit dam later here to get all the stuff on the mace. So what's pshat? V'od Rav Shimon tamei. Rav Shimon goes to tamei somewhere else, and we're drawing the stela tzu to us. The tanya mutra b'raisa. I just want to speak something out. We said my time with Rav Shimon. So we said because the dam lay does vatal of dames. But I said we could ask the same question on our mayor. Why? We said according to our mayor, if you bring it to another house, it's tar. So you got the same question for our mayor. Why is it tar? I has mace inside the shulia. So tomorrow's whole my time with Rav Shimon could have been our mayor. It's a very good question. It's a strong question. And the truths are not so strong. One of the truths we have to say is that maybe time of first Rav mayor, this memra, it says you bring it to another house. And maybe this Gemara doesn't agree to that, and that's what's only asking my time with Rav Shimon. Or it's trying to explain the Mishnah. Mishnah is only furish on Rav Shimon, so that's just my time with Rav Shimon. Okay. V'od Rav Shimon tamei, the Tanya, unta b'raisa, moli tavad rekev shenofla soichi afar kol shuhu. Tamei. The local Moshe Masinai, that a spoonful of rekev, which means a mace that got spoiled, so the shear that's tamei, but oil is, alachem ha'shem Sinai, is a shear, a spoonful. But now a little bit foreign offer, foreign dirt fell into here. It's still tummy, that's how the Kama says. Rav Shimon says, no, matar. My time with Rav Shimon, what's the Rav Shimon? Omar Rabba, ashukhzinu l'rabbanon d'bei Rav, the yasvi v'ka'amri. It's impossible, so yirbu shtei pray this offer, pray the achas shal rekev. You have one crumb of rekev, and next to it, maybe we'll land up around the two crumbs of foreign offer, and they will mevatel that crumb of rekev, and therefore you'll be missing now a molet harvah, the spoonful of rekev, v'chosolei. And that's pshat, why? It's tahar. And that's what the Gemara wants to stel it to us by our case of a mace that's in the shulia, the nefas in the shulia also, that maybe the dam leda went in between some of the mace and was mevatel it. So it's also Rav Shimon Tamei, the whole tahar. So Mara asked, no, aminu lo ad rabba. I can tell you the opposite. If shushli yirbush, they pray this rekev, I pray the achas ofar. It's impossible that two crumbs of rekev will surround a crumb of ofar, and it'll be meisif, and ofish le shura, it'll be meisif the shir of rekev. So there can't be pshat in Rav Shimon why he says that rekev is tahar. A molly tava rekev that has offer, the foreign offer in his tar is because of bittul, because you can say the opposite, that the rekev was involved in the offer. So it can't be pshat. You might have to say a new pshat Rav Shimon, and the new pshat Rav Shimon will not be able to answer the case of Shulya.